This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Pasture blackberries bloom before the end of April this year. Typically, we expect flowering in mid-May and into June. While some might find it exciting that blackberry cobblers may grace the table sooner rather than later, others will be frustrated that control protocols will have non-traditional timing. These blackberries can be savored if you don't mind encountering mosquitoes or snakes. They have more seeds and smaller berries than their garden or grocery store counterparts. In pasture and hayfield situations, blackberries are prickly, unwanted pests. Because of their thorns, most livestock avoid grazing near the plant to protect against mouth, eye, and bodily injury. When uncontrolled, large thickets form and grazing acres are reduced. Blackberry is a common native shrub. The rhizomatous root system is perennial, while the above-ground canes are biennial. Canes emerge and grow rapidly in the first year, and in the second year, the canes bud, bloom, set fruit, and die, leaving thorny sticks in their wake. Blackberries tolerate lower pH and low soil fertility than most forage grasses. They're quite competitive when soil pH and fertility are low. Goats effectively control blackberries by continuously removing the leaves so the plants can't turn sunlight into food, starving the root system. But goats won't get into the middle of thickets unless a path is mowed or the canes are smashed down by another method. Mowing is an effective practice if the goal is to keep blackberry at a manageable size. However, control by mowing alone is ineffective. The large underground root structures are difficult to kill, and the cut stems re-sprout. This plant propagates from both seed and rhizome, so mowing at bloom reduces seed production, but does little to stop the spread of the rhizomes. Nevertheless, mowing can be a valuable complement to an herbicide protocol. Large, dense thickets often have dead canes with no leaves or two-year-old canes that possess old leaves. Dead canes intercept herbicide and decrease contact with susceptible foliage. Therefore, mowing reduces the size of the thicket and allows for a thorough herbicide application. Herbicides should not be applied in the same growing season as mowing. The most effective strategy is to mow, wait for active regrowth the next season, and then spray. Allow at least 6 weeks after spraying to remove the dead blackberry plants. Removal will increase grazing acres for most livestock. However, removal too soon will prevent the herbicide from sufficiently affecting the underground system. You'll need to retreat for several years, combating the persistent seed bank and vigorous root system. Blackberries are most sensitive to herbicides during bloom and in the fall before frost, and when they're not drought stressed. The plant stage will determine which herbicide is appropriate. For herbicide recommendations, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.